Well, good evening. I'm Alistair. I'm one of the pastors here at Stirling Baptist Church. And just before Christmas, I took a couple of days off and just thought I'd relax and chill, and what on earth would happen in Stirling while I was away? Only for me to pick up the Scotsman, and as I was flicking through it, come across a headline. Scottish shopping centre dubbed Grinch-like for refusing to stage nativity scene. Very quickly, this was picked up by national news. Not only was it on national radio and becoming the subject of talk shows, but it actually made it into the Sunday Times, which carried the title, "No Room at the Inn for Nativity Crib," says Grinch Thistles Shopping Mall in Stirling. The Sunday Express followed quickly on its heels, saying, "Christmas rage. Shopping centre bans nativity plays for not being religiously neutral." Inevitably, the Scottish Sun had to get in on the act. And suddenly we found headlines in the Sun that said, "Bah humbug. Killjoy Stirling shopping centre bosses blasted as Grinch-like for refusing to stage a nativity scene because they're religiously neutral. Chiefs at Thistles said customers don't want to be subject to individual organisations' beliefs." That's a fairly naive statement on their part, because they were purging a 2,000-year-old tradition of any religious connotation. And I'm not saying that's imposing your views on a particular thing, but it was. Anyway, we were saved by the Scottish Sun, who the following day ran the headline, "Come all ye faithful." The Scottish Sun stages nativity scene banned by Scrooge Stirling Mall, and shoppers loved it. We then had a wonderful picture of Mary and Joseph and the baby, and then we had some shoppers with them. And the Sun proclaimed, "We stepped in after humbug chiefs at Thistles in Stirling declined a request for the classic display on the grounds their mall was religiously neutral." With the Sun doing this, suddenly we started to see a whole raft of insurgent Mary and Josephs within the centre. And some of you know who you are, okay? And in the face of this, the centre had no choice. And so on the following Sunday, the Scotsman carried the headline, "Scots Shopping Centre Lifts Grinch-like Ban on Nativity Scene." And it was permitted again in the centre. Now, during all this national attention on our shopping centre, it was interesting, and certainly I was discussing with some of my colleagues, how do we respond to this? What is this about? And I certainly walked through the Thistles a few times. Can we go to the next slide? And observed the atmosphere there, and just what was going on. And I was reflecting what was happening here, and I was thinking, you know, this is about having Christmas on your own terms. It's not that we want to get rid of Christmas, because that would be commercially suicidal. We want Christmas without Jesus, without religion. We want Christmas in a purified form that is purely materialistic. It's a declaration that we want to live purely on a horizontal realm, relating not vertically upwards and not looking upwards, but just on the horizontal, just as if this world is all that there is. When we do that, we end up defining ourselves in the sort of things that you will find within the Thistle Centre. We define ourselves in terms of how we look. We define ourselves in terms of what we have and the acquisition of possessions, whether it's the latest watch or an iPhone. We define ourselves in the drivenness of our consumption. And that defines who we are, and we define ourselves as a success in that kind of horizontal realm within this conspicuous consumption. One of the travesties of it is the way that we now have to almost stumble over the homeless begging at the door of the Thistle as we go into that shopping centre. And there's something obscene about that. And certainly I reflected on that and thought about it. But began to think more about it as well. And I thought, you know, as a Christian, I want to stand against that horizontal approach which materializes everything, that loses a sense of transcendent. As a church and with other churches in this area, we at SBC are committed to fighting poverty through things like Christians Against Poverty, a debt counseling service that we're going to see coming to the region next year. We've got a family life center that addresses the roots of much of this homelessness and the social issues. And we're going to see that develop and grow in the year ahead. And as part of the Christian community in this town, I want to be at the forefront of opposing that kind of materialistic reductionism that our society has been culpable of, that has created social inequalities that are unprecedented in my lifetime in this country. I want to be at the forefront of that. But I'll tell you something else I want to be at the forefront of. It's actually a restoration of the sense of the transcendent, a restoration of the sense of the vertical. Excuse me. I want to be at the forefront of a world which doesn't have the absence of the sense of the spiritual and the transcendent. You know, as I walked in, let's go to the next slide. As I walked into the Thistle and I looked at its decor for Christmas, the thing that struck me about it was the vacuousness of it, the emptiness of it, the sense of, yeah, we had all the material things. We had all the wonderful, we had some nice decorations. We even had a teddy. And we had all of this, but it felt empty. It felt without purpose and it felt without meaning. And I thought, that's what a change. That's what Christ came into the world to change. To actually challenge us about living our lives in that horizontal way. Christmas invites us to look up. It invites us to break from the materialism of our lives and our world and actually look at our God as he is revealed in Jesus. You know, as we look up, and we've been talking about this in church, we discover a God of grace and truth. John talks about this in the beginning of his gospel, that we have come across a God of grace and truth in the coming of Jesus. And the truth is that God has not abandoned us, that despite the choices that we make, despite our egocentric existences, God has not rejected us. God has not abandoned us. Jesus affirms that God is God with us, Emmanuel. But he affirms something else. He affirms the grace of God towards us. He affirms that despite the choices that we've made, maybe the choices to reject him, maybe the choices to purge him from our life, maybe the choices to try and create an existence without him, that God extends his forgiveness and his love towards us. John says that if you don't know Jesus, you don't have life. And you know, as I looked at the center and as I walked around it in the midst of this, I thought about that and I thought, you know, Christmas without Christ, Christmas without a sense of the transcendence, Christmas without a sense of the wonder and the knowledge of God is something that is so empty and so vacuous. It's something that really robs us of the life that God intends for us. So I invite you this Christmas to look up and discover the God of grace and truth.
Thank you.
of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of wise men, and the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child rest on us all this Christmas. Amen.